recording that end. Sure, yeah.
Horse Skeletonist, yeah.
Well, what we did before, we play the songs on the phones or whatever and just like listen to it and react to it.
Cool.
Okay, are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
I hear the sound of distant drums.
Horse Skeletonist, yeah, Shamlar and E. Byronlar. Quake, isn't it? And welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. And I'm delighted, nay, humbled, to have on the show a very special guest, friend of the show, Archie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going well. As we were discussing, very hot week.
Right, you've been jumping in the bus for us, I've been hearing.
Yes. And you're coming with me on the weekend.
I'm
certainly thinking about it.
And
well, there was a lady in the bus for us yesterday actually wearing a mask.
Really?
Yeah, I think she was expecting a second wave. Oh, dear, they don't get any better, do they? All right, we've got a special theme tonight, which is one you've provided for us. I'm grateful for that. That is... We need some air drums throughout the show, I think. And I think we will have to have a mock vocal drum jam as well at some point. But all of these songs, we've got a tribute thrown in there vocal to Peter drum, Green, God rest his soul. But that's got drums in it, so that'll do for starters. But yeah, all of these songs have got drums.
Either in them or about them or in their midst. Really?
Any special affinity to drumming or drums that you have?
Just the heartbeat.
Listen to the heartbeat. Of America. In today's shitty trips.
I just shut the window. Oh, we'll carry on. It's good for the ambience.
73, Skywalker 74, that was Dance with the Devil, the unmistakable sound of Cozy Powell.
So yeah, this is a single that he put out. It was sort of end of 73, beginning of 74. It's one of those singles that ends up on the best of 1973 and the best of 1974, because I don't think anybody can actually decide when it was actually a hit, but it was like December 73.
That's what you do if you're a drummer, I think. You get like famous drummers like Charlie Watts or Ringo, or you know, John Bonham and those sort of people that got a name for being in that band. What was his name out of Oasis? Shovel. That was a good name.
Was it a shovel called Drummer or a drummer called Shovel? Hey Tim, last night can I do a quick public service announcement? Because this is actually looking for drummers. Right, I've decided I want to start a really bad U2 cover band. Right,
a really U2 cover band.
Because there can only be a really bad U2 cover band.
I mean, why not?
And it's called Me Also.
But I do think they could be really a good band, you know.
I think the sound is going to be a bit of a rattle in a hand.
Oh, baby guppy. It's a secret that my dishcloth smells like something from a sty. It's a secret that me cat force-fed me some poi. Me hamster eats rhubarb and doesn't ask why. It's a secret.
No, this is Faust.
Oh, yeah. I was even listening to this last night, and it's just phenomenal. I love how it just grows, you know, so organically and things like that, so like it.
It's a secret that my dishcloth smells like something.
do a heartbeat.
A very budget production, that album cover. If you recall, it's an absence of colour. They have got some lettering on it that says Faust so far, but that's it.
What?
Yeah, it's like the Black album. I mean, there was that, you know, that Velvet Underground album, White Like White Heat. You know, that looks to the naked eye like it's got a black cover. It's not. You know, it's got like somebody's arm with a tattoo on it.
What?
Get your records out in the garden that often, but you know.
You should do that with Black Star, by the way, if you have it.
That's got stuff going on there.
Yeah,
as well.
It's like all kinds of like revealing going on if you put it in the sun. Not too long ago.
That's the thing with White Light, White Heat. I mean, that's probably where he got it from. He was a big fan of the Velvet.
But don't leave Black Star in the heat for like 3 days or I don't know. It'll vaporize into Bowie.
Oh, growing in the garden.
Look uphill, I'm condescending. Yeah.
And I'm smelling of burning rubber plastic.
Oh, God.
Kind of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got yourself, Artie, now.
A song about a drummer.
Yeah, next drummer.
And I've actually got, I mean, we're recording this show, and what I'm going to try and do is actually fuse these two pieces together. So you've got to react as though...
You've heard this thing that I'm going to fuse together. I might not fuse it together. That's something, I want that to be my choice, really.
Yeah, so the song's just mostly about, waiting for the next drummer. And also, but it's also kind of about, like, friends that are moving away and things like that, so...
Right.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and
my affairs, are all in order today. My affairs, yes, even those, they're all in order today. When it's over or gone and near, we can finally say, play the B-sides behind the scenes. God's put the set on layaway. All of the girls with the curls are walking away. All of the drummers with the arms have other drums to play.
Through my eyes to see, is it not should be see? This is the one we love. Always the grace of the Joneses, one shy beat of the phone. Always your grace, Mrs. Jones, could teach a man to be alone. Could teach a man to be alone.
Always a devilish with the world, spinning away. Always the impish for your girl, know very well to play. They know very well to play. They know very well to play. My affairs are all in disarray. My affairs, henceforth say.
Always the girls with the curls are walking away. Always the drummers with the arms have other drums to play. Other drums to play. Other drums to play.
beautiful. That was next drummer. That was yourself and it's Pedro.
Exactly.
And yourself and Liam.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah, that was, yes.
We've got Slap Happy now.
Which version did you go with on them?
I went with the one that you sent me with the sort of purplish cover at the top.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
I didn't know there was more than one version. Tell me a wise one.
I don't know. There's one that's like seems a little bit more. It's like a little bit more crashing and more instruments. And there's another one that's kind of a little bit like you're listening to them in a campfire.
Okay, which one do you want, crashing or campfire?
I'm a crashing campfire.
I can't be decisive.
Crashing campfire is Slap Happy and the drum.
Oh, yep, that was.
Okay? No.
Was it a shovel called drummer or a drummer called shovel?
And I'm smelling of burning rubber plastic.
Well, I'm coming home.
Now I understand. Yes, I understand.
When I'm in the city with
An outfit. We were talking about Aaron earlier on. He lost his dad, God rest his soul, last week. So just thinking about that. But bought on the group, the Uninvited Jazz Band. But then they merged with a band called Henry and the Frog. So I had six guys, like, sat in front of me, you know, in that little studio, ready to play sort of New Orleans jazz. It was like, you know, sounded really good. But I wasn't really sure who was Henry and the Frog and who was Uninvited Jazz Band. The Esso Trinidad Steel Band.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
The story with these guys is that Esso and companies like Esso invested in these steel bands in the 70s. Do you know why?
Because of the steel that they wanted to procure for oil.
See, these guys were working for them and they wanted to keep them away from crime. Yeah, exactly. And these albums, or some of them, I mean, some of them, you know, you can pick up these vinyls of steel bands. Everybody was playing steel band music in the early 70s, you know, and they're all like doing covers of Yellow Bird, you know, and all that sort of thing.
Oh, right.
And this was a bit different, this project, because it was like, it had an edge.
Was it a shovel called drummer or drummer called shovel?
Business ventures in percussion, feeling the beat of the industry.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Business Ventures in Percussion with me, Ken Mozart. Well, with Mozart as my pedigree, I can afford to rest back on my laurels, but I like to keep the Wolfgang from the door. And today, of course, I'm talking to Jim Morrison. Nah, not that Jim Morrison. What do you think this is, a seance? Now, Jim's started a business called Rent-A-Drum, and basically it's a business where he rents drums with him playing them. So, I'm here in his shed to talk to him. Hello, Jim.
All right, Ken. Yeah, how you doing?
And you've got into the percussion industry, I can see. But before that, you were in the linoleum game, is that right?
Well, yeah, been doing that a good few years. I mean, man and boy sort of thing. Started it, you know, as an apprentice when I finished school. I was doing it from the mid-1980s, you know, big years for linoleum.
Oh, yeah. Fit of kitchens and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite specialised, but, you know, at some point, you know, there's a lack of demand for linoleum. People started seeing it as being synonymous with a sort of bygone era. And, you know, I was sort of looking for something new in my life, you know what I mean? And then one day, my niece called me.
What'd she say?
Well, she said,
"Hiya, Uncle Jim. I need a drummer, like."
And I says, "All right, Stephanie. How's your dad?" And she said,
"He's all right."
And then I sort of repeated the question as to why she in fact needed a drummer. She said,
"It's my boyfriend's birthday on Wednesday and he wants something classy for his birthday and he's right into bongos."
And I said, you know, if she was looking for bongos, there's always a sort of bongo shop, Bongo A Go-Go, that was on the High Street, has been for some years. And they've got a selection of bongos there that might be good for the beginner at the bongo. She said,
"Nah, your nana, he likes hearing them, not playing them."
And then I suggested that there are professional bongo players in the area, and some of these might be in the Yellow Pages or something like that. And she said,
"Nah, Uncle Jimmy, ain't it? We want you. You've got aura."
Well, yeah, so I ended up going to the Tilted Rocking Horse public house where, you know, it was a collection of his friends, about sort of five or six people, about 10 o'clock that Wednesday night, and I gave him a rustle on the old bongos.
So had you had any sort of professional training for the drums, or, you know, just winging it like?
Well, no, I had aura. I mean, that was it, really. I hadn't had any training, like, it's expensive. Oh, hang on, phone's ringing. Busy. Hello, Jim Morrison here.
Hello, is that Jim Morrison, la?
Yeah, who's this?
Well, we're the Skeletals.
Who's that?
We're a really sketchy Beatles cover band, la.
All right, yeah. How can I help you?
Well, we're doing a 58th anniversary recording of Love Me Do, and we need someone for the drum solo.
All right, ain't you got a regular drummer?
Well, we have, but he thinks he's really Keith Moon. We need someone with aura.
All right, where are you going
to
be?
Well, you know that building in town that used to be gas showrooms?
Yeah.
It's there.
Well, isn't that studio now, is it?
Yeah, it's got some old boilers in there. It makes a good echo.
Hi, you, Jim Morrison?
Yeah, it's me.
It's the agreed rate, right? £1.50 a bash.
Yeah, I'll do it for you for £1.49. I like your face.
Right, we'll just do that middle bit then. Are you ready? On the beat of four. A one, two, three, four.
Go for it.
Come love, on. Love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true, so please love me do.
All right, yeah.
So that's it. I mean, every day the phone rings because people want, you know, my aura, and I'm getting quite stressed out lately. So I've taken up a hobby.
What's your hobby, Jim?
Well, I've started doing a bit of linoleum laying. You know, it's quite therapeutic, really.
Well, what do you think the difference is between linoleum and drumming?
Well, drumming's beats per minute, linoleum's sheets per minute. See ya.
please love me do. You know what a lot of people get wrong about percussion?
What do they get wrong?
They don't give it enough pause.
It's catatonic. Catatonic. Yeah, there's a sort of 75% chance that a lot of people won't. Wow.
I love it. Hey, can I just say from the last track real quick?
Yeah.
That was Onat actually picked that out. When I asked him, I told him we were doing a drum show. So he said, yeah, he said he's not the hugest Stone Roses fan, but he likes that song a lot. So, yeah,
he bangs the drums. But it singled it out. So hello to Onat, you're listening.
Yeah.
You and Onat were both on the last sort of live show that we did of Connections.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that was a good show.
It was a good show. If you've ever heard it on the listen back on Connections on hearthis.com, I don't often mention that on this show.
Yeah.
It's very distorted. There was something wrong with the desk.
That was the COVID.
is a bit of an under, and this is called Dancing Drums.
Thank you. If we appreciate the tuning so much, I hope you'll enjoy the playing more. Thank you.
It were all summer's day in summer of 1962, and I got my first set of cymbals. And my dad says, "E, show us a sign, son."
And talking of 1962, something that rhymes with 1962 is the Ooh. There you go. We're just debating whether Keith Moon's singing lead on this. I think he is. But I've just been looking at lots of forums. There's debate as to whether actually Keith Moon wrote this song per se, or that he was helped a little bit by Pete Townshend. Don't know, because it's about the sort of London club scene around 1965, 66. And it was something that, you know, Keith was a big Beatles fan and a big Beach Boys fan and that sort of thing. So it's something that he would have really contributed. And you can sort of hear the banter going on.
This is London's most fashionable laboratory spot. Here, film stars rub shoulders with royalty in an atmosphere of cosmopolitan sophistication.
Good evening.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a member?
I'm sorry, I'm not. I'm from American television. I'm doing an interview downstairs.
I'm sorry, sir. You must be a member to go in here.
Would it help if I told you that I was the Duke and Duchess of Windsor?
Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't recognise you, madam. Well, actually, sir, there is a £5 waiting list.
I understand. This one of the blue ones,
right?
Isn't it? Thank you very much indeed. I love your Oxford accent.
Lovely. Follow your nose, sir.
Thank you.
And madam.
This is been going on long enough. I've actually got in my hand, I've just been showing you this, Archie, the Two Sides of the Moon album from 1975.
One side's better.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you have a look at it, I'll leave you to have a look on Discogs or something, but there really is a picture of a full moon on there.
Full moon? That's one small step for the moon, and one big floor for moonkind.
We couldn't really not finish without Peter Green. God rest his soul. He died this week, and just after the last show went out, actually, I got the news that he'd died. And big hero of mine. Met him once. Actually, shook his hand once. I was a bit lost for words, you know, when you meet somebody like that, it's like, yeah, wow, you know, you're that person I've been listening to all these years. But yeah, sure. Really nice fella. And he was, I think it's fair to say, he's one of the last of the sort of great guitar players in the 60s. There was sort of Hendrix, and there was Clapton, and there was Peter Green. And I think Jimi Hendrix, because he died, you know, it's a big career move in rock and roll, you know, and all credos to him, you know, Jimi Hendrix is Jimi Hendrix. Eric Clapton, you know, pumped out all kinds of hits, you know, still goes touring as far as I know, and, you know, everybody's heard of Eric Clapton. But Peter Green kind of disappeared for a good 20 years, Sid Barrett style, and then sort of bounced back. So that was, you know, something very much to his credit. And we're playing songs with drums in tonight. This has got drums in, but that's not really why we're playing it. But this is Fleetwood Mac and Man of the World.
I said that we hope that this song can bring you some peace, you know, and that it more often than not brings me peace, you know. It's the most peaceful thing we've done. In my opinion, it's the best thing I've done for a lifetime thing, you know. And it's the one of the most serious things and the most beautiful things I've done. And I just, you know, we hope we can get some, this will help. There's a big revolution for peace, as you know, right now, you know. And, you know, I'd very much like to take part in it because I believe that that's what it's all about, you know, and that the whole system that we're living in now is based on, like, money and wealth and the power of certain people who don't seem to care about the other people, you know. So this is a very sad thing, you know, very sad, and it's very wrong, and there's a lot of young people now who are going, starting out on their own world, which I'm going to take part in, you know.
Shall I tell you about my life? They say I'm a man of the world. I've flown across every tide. I've seen lots of pretty girls. I guess I've got everything. I wouldn't ask for, and there's no one I'd rather be. Life is the worst I've ever been born. Say I'm a good man. Oh, but I would be if I could. I could tell you about my life and keep you amused, I'm sure, about all the times I cried and how I don't want to be sad. How I wish I was in love.
Should we outro from this?
I think we need to. It's about time. So, is there anyone you want to say hello to, Archie?
I will be doing a camp all this week to people in Southern California, pardon me. And I'd love to say hi to them.
Say hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
Hi. I think just before we go, we just need a bit of a cappella percussion, seeing as this is a drum show.
One, two, three, four.
Escape. That was beautiful.
Ibar Ramla.
Ibar Ramla. It's an awesome show. But we should say, just to everyone out there, I know it's been hard times, so keep talking to each other. Keep connected.
Exactly.